Priya add to this Vaishnava Seva versus Vaishnava Parad? This is important. That if you are told by some other person, in this case Vaishnava devotees, ISKCON, all that, that another devotee person there is bad, is dangerous, maybe even a demon. I mean, I heard devotees speak like that about other devotees during my time in ISKCON. Now, if someone says that to you, maybe someone you trust, your leader maybe, senior devotee, or you know, all that, and then, well, maybe you accept it because of that, generally reliable source or something. But then if you go and say the same thing to others, then it's important to be aware of that you are then responsible for what you say, if it is true or untrue. Well, if it is untrue, then you are committing a Vaishnava Aparad. So be careful. Now, I'm talking Vaishnava Sangha here, but that goes, of course, for everything, for everyone among people. If someone tells you, especially if you're like managerial position and it's about important decisions, that this person or that person is bad, maybe even tells you that you should work for removing or keeping that person at a distance, or not allowing this person to have any influence, or, you know, then it turns, of course, more into political campaigns. And the thing is, it's not that uncommon, and we saw it quite a few times in all time ISKCON, I hope it's still going on, that yes, there are some interpersonal conflicts going on there, maybe even political interests threatening each other's power positions, or thinking that when the other one does it, things like that. In other words, we all have our personal issues, and it's dangerous to at least too quickly just accept a person as speaking the absolute truth and nothing but the truth because that person happens to be in a leadership position or something, or have a fine title or something like that, or be old. But of course, I mean, such people should be wiser. But it also, I mean, to be honest, it's not completely rare that people in leadership positions are there because of ambition, whatever, or because of necessity, or maybe, and I think that goes for many of us in this age and time, not yet free from the anarthas and the and illusions and all of that. And in fact, I would even say that if you think that a person is just above any influence or possible illusion, it could be a little dangerous. It's not even logical, because everyone here, everyone except God, can make mistakes. And if someone in some, you know, leadership or whatever position, authority, acts as if that person couldn't make mistakes, everything I say is right, I think we should be a little careful not to jump on the bandwagon too quickly. Now, what do you do? Well, again, rather than just jumping on that and continuing echoing, repeating that criticism, why not speak to that person first who you heard criticism about? If nothing else, it's cultured diplomacy. Let's hear both sides. Let's have a dialogue. I heard even during the Second World War and other wars, probably, even in the midst of the worst fight, diplomats from both sides, from the different sides, kept in contact, met probably regularly, and trying to see if there's any way we can figure out how to put an end to this or resolve it. And it starts with understanding. Maybe we misunderstood. It's very common, of course. Maybe it isn't so simple as that one side says. And generally, it is more complicated, more than meets the eye. So I would say, give that as advice. If someone comes to you speaking like that, first of all, criticizing other Vaishnavas is very dangerous. Hatamat, Vaishnava Parad, it can really destroy or seriously delay and put water on your devotional fire. So it's nothing to be taken lightly or nonchalantly. So if someone speaks like that about other devotees who are not there, present, if you are able to, allowed to, and feel yourself entitled to, then question, what, why? Why are you saying this to me? First of all, why are you saying it to me? But how do you know? Where do you get it from? What do you base it on? What happened? Investigate. And then if it was not just gossip, but something that actually involves you, and it's important, it makes a difference for you, for real, and speak to the other person, speak to others, not just one side. Because when you just listen to one side, and it becomes an echo bubble, as we call it today, you'll just amplify one side of it, and that becomes your reality, and it will be difficult to later change that, whether it was right or wrong. But not only that, because that other devotee told that to you, and he or she is advanced and okay and right and so on, then you may just, without hardly even thinking about it, speak the same way to others, and in this way spread it. And I mean, this is a serious problem we see today in social media and so on, right? Someone who's smart and knows how to use social media can spread things in such a way that the whole world hates somebody. And we see that going on today. And definitely, I would say, used consciously for political purposes. And no names mentioned, but you know what I mean. So, especially among Vaishnava devotees, careful, careful. Respect.